We're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, segment number 3 coming up here, and we're going to spend it with the Manhattan Fire Department. Captain Lou Kaler joins us here on the program. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having us on.
Yeah, always a pleasure to get an update here from the Manhattan Fire Department. I haven't had you on here in a while. We were talking here on the program. It's been a hot minute since you've been on the show.
Yeah, it's been a couple of years. Myself and Brad Clausen came on, spoke about fireworks. It was mid-June or somewhere, just before 4th of July, of course. So, yeah, that was a good time. Good time to get information out to everybody.
Yeah. Back in the days when we had people in the studio, it's been,
right.
It's been a while. Brad's up to, he's in retirement mode now these days. I haven't heard from him in a while.
Yeah, he's well, as far as I know, he's staying out of trouble. So it's been a couple months since I'd seen him and spoke with him. But as far as I know, he's doing well.
All right. Well, I know a lot of folks are itching to get outdoors more here as the weather gets warmer. We got Memorial Day weekend coming up. And I know graduation weekend's a big weekend for gatherings. And we're going to talk a little bit about fire safety here outside, especially when you're grilling.
Yes. Yeah. And you mentioned a couple days, big days coming up here. It's also, I think it's Mother's Day this coming weekend, is it not?
That's right.
It's hopefully it'll be nice and sunny and everybody outside, you know. So grilling safety, we're going to talk about, you know, propane and charcoal grills. They should always be used outside. Move them away from your house, you know, 10, 15 feet away from your house. Get them out from under the eaves or even decks and such. You really don't want to have any fire going. It's real easy to catch stuff on fire. And as you're moving them away, if you have moving them in the yard, you also got to think about where you're placing them. You know, if you have, it's been a little up and down with the weather and rain and dry and rain and dry and everything. So where you place the grill, you could place it in some leaves, some dry leaves and stuff. And with charcoal, it does have a tendency sometimes to drop down through. You could easily start something on fire that way as well. So it's a good thing to keep brush and grass, you know, cleaned up and mowed and everything so it doesn't do that. Also, when you start with them or when you go to fire them up, you know, be safe about it. Use a charcoal chimneys or electric igniter, lighter fluid to start charcoal grills. A lot of propane grills now have electric starters on them. Have the lid up when you go to start it on the propane grills. and just basically, I mean, if you never grilled before either, you know, read through the manual. I know a lot of people don't do that, but that's a really good thing. The manual's there to keep you safe, and it's got a lot of good tips on how to use your grill, whichever it may be. Another thing we want to mention is if you live in an apartment buildings, and this is within the city limits of Manhattan, you're not allowed to use charcoal grills on wood balconies or decks unless there's a fire sprinkler protecting the balcony or deck. Generally, that's on the newer apartments that we require this fire sprinklers and stuff. So, and you need to check with your apartment managers to see if it's even allowed to grill, whether or not you have a sprinkler system or not. If you're allowed to grill on your deck, there might be something in your lease agreement that doesn't allow it. And that is an adopted code that the city of Manhattan has. So, and that particular little piece doesn't apply to single family homes or duplexes. So there, we just don't want people grilling in your garage or indoors or such. So, questions?
Yeah. No.
Did I miss anything?
I don't think so. And that's a good point, not grilling in your garage, especially because, you know, it's the same. It's kind of the same concept of starting your car in the garage without opening the garage door. Carbon monoxide, you know, that's a real threat.
Oh, sure. And, you know, if also when you have stuff on your grill, it's generating smoke, basically. I mean, yeah, it's a nice aroma and everything, but it's smoke. Mm-hmm. And there's not always good things in smoke. Right. One more thing I'd like to point out is if you're using a propane grill and it's been sitting a while, check the hoses on it and the connections, and make sure that you don't have a cracked hose or a leaking hose and such. If you do, there's usually replacement equipment that you can get that you can do yourself. You don't have to take it anywhere. And just make sure it's safe that way. If while you're grilling, propane-wise, and the grill is actually on and you smell gas, don't try to shut it off. It could be something leaking with the valve that you have on the tank. And call the fire department, call us and get us out there, and let's see what we can do and help you out that way.
That said, if you're using a propane grill and you're finished cooking, should you turn the knob off there when you're done?
Yes. A lot of people like to keep the tank on itself. I would suggest turning it off at the tank and kind of letting the line bleed out and the flame go out that way. So then you know that at least there's nothing in the hose. Even though it's a small amount of gas and it would, you know, dissipate in the air and everything like that. But it's good habit to just shut the valve at the tank and keep that off.
Anymore, we got a lot of technology has improved with grills. Some people have the real fancy ones where you kind of set it to your smartphone. But it's probably still a good practice to always be monitoring what you have on there.
Yes, we definitely support not leaving your grill unattended. I get it. You start something on the grill, you go inside for a couple minutes, you come back out, you know, and that's okay. Just keep an eye on it or have somebody keep an eye on it, you know. Keep your kids and your pets away from the grill. They might start smelling some meat or something that you're grilling on there and want to try to get a little taste, and they might just knock over your grill, you know. It's happened somewhere, you know.
Yeah, definitely. And yeah. That's a good point. And, you know, I have a charcoal grill at home, and I never know the best way that you should put the fire out. Should you just douse it with water there, or should you just let it burn out completely? Or what's your suggestion on something like that?
I would probably cover it once you're done. I think most charcoal grills, and you may be able to expand on this a little, have an ash catcher underneath. Yep. And I would probably just go ahead and let it go out on its own. I wouldn't suggest pouring water on it or anything like that unless it's an emergency and you need to get it out, and, you know. But still, in that case, you'd still probably want to call us to get us out there. But I would just cover it and let it go out on its own. Go back out in, you know, 30 minutes or so and check on it until, you know, all the ash, there isn't any heat, at least a noticeable heat that's coming off the ash.
All right, very good. All good tips here. Again, Lou is joining us here on In Focus. Lou Kaler, captain with the Manhattan Fire Department. And obviously never hesitate to call the Manhattan Fire Department if it is an emergency. You want to make sure.
Correct.
And get out there as quickly as possible.
Correct. And, even if it's not necessarily an emergency, we have a direct phone line that you can call and speak to one of the BCs or who's ever manning the office at that time if you have questions or whatnot. You know, we're available that way as well.
All right. Dave Lewis, my producer here, has a question here.
I like that. My producer. we had a caller just a couple of moments ago, wanted to ask a question but couldn't be on the air. He has an older propane tank that he says is non-refillable. How does one go about disposing of one of those?
Well, I would probably call the hazardous waste disposal that Riley County has and ask them. They may take old bottles, They take a lot of other hazardous materials and everything. So I would probably start there and call them and get a hold of somebody there and talk to them about it. I wouldn't throw it in the trash or anything like that. That's not a good idea at all, especially if it's a bigger 20-pound style tank. But call the hazardous Riley County Hazardous Waste.
All right, very good. Anything else? Any more tips you have for us here, or is that about it?
I think that's about it. One of the things I do actually, I made a little note down here, is with electric charcoal starters, take extension cords and such. I would use an extension cord that's rated for outdoor use, not the real thin, flimsy style cords. So I would just be safe about it and just be smart. And if you have any questions, give us a call.
All right. Sounds good. What's your favorite thing to grill outdoors?
You know, that's funny. I thought you might ask that. I think I like a good burger.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong. Steak's great. But yeah, I think burgers and hot dogs are probably up there.
I was able to finally learn how to do some barbecue chicken on the grill. And oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah.
That's really good.
Nice. Nice. You're getting me hungry now.
Yeah. Well, we certainly appreciate you coming on the program here today and giving us some grill and safety tips, and we'll look forward to talking to you down the road.
Sure. Thanks, Brandon. I appreciate all you guys do. Thank you very much.
All right. Appreciate it. Captain Luke Kaler, again, Manhattan Fire Department, joining us here on In Focus. Stay tuned. More of the program coming up after this.